Thank you for your grace and love towards us. We thank you that you have spoken to us through your eternal word, Jesus, and that you have given us your written word to be sure of the truth. We pray now as we turn to your word that you would encourage our hearts, and we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do you sit down? Well, it's perhaps fair to say that 2015 has been a year that has brought more than its fair share of dark and difficult news. And it can make us wonder, where does Christmas fit into all this? Well, if we dig a little bit deeper into the Bible's account of the Nativity, we discover four words that are very fitting. Now, on their own, these four words might seem rather simple, but they're not on their own. These four words are spoken with the birth of a certain baby in mind. And of course, that is Jesus. And of course, that changes everything. Now, last Sunday, our parish assistant, Nicholas Haydock, helped us to see from Luke chapter 1 something of the story of Zechariah. He was a priest in the temple in Jerusalem, and he was told by an angel that his prayers had been heard and that he was to become the father of John the Baptist, the one who would prepare the way for the Messiah. And Zechariah heard those four words. Later, in Luke chapter 1, Mary is told by an angel that she is going to be the mother of the Messiah. And she heard four words. Then in Matthew's Gospel, we discover that Joseph is told by an angel that he should marry Mary, despite knowing that he was not the baby's biological father. And he heard these same four words. And then this morning, we read from Luke chapter 2, when the angel appeared to those terrified shepherds on the hillside above Bethlehem and told them that they had good news for them about Jesus, the Messiah, the Lord, the one who was to be the Saviour. And those shepherds heard the same four words. Four stories, all including four words. Four words that are a great encouragement to us in a world where brokenness so often seems to thrive. Well, I'm just going to show, just for 2 or 3 minutes, a short video which is a reflection on those four stories and the four words that each contains.
Four separate stories intrinsically woven. Four stories pan out, all four chosen for a particular reason, to show us a subtle message this festive old season. We start with a guy called Zach. He's a priest, not the biggest cast of nativity character to say the least, but he is there. You see, him and his wife Liz are righteous and fair, totally content in life except for one thing. You see, Liz and Zach, they couldn't have offspring. And at this point in the story, with the thought of conception, with the body cut against them, it's just out of the question. Now, Zach's in the temple and this angel makes an entrance, just to the right of the burning incense. The angel says to Zach, "Don't be afraid, your father in heaven hears the prayer that you prayed. Start kicking out the spare room and make it a nursery. Get carved in the cradle, because you're having a baby. For what's on earth in Jesus' birth holds for all eternal worth." Next. A sort that the role in the Nativity is Liz's cousin and her name's Mary. She receives an unexpected angelic meeting and receives an unexpected angelic greeting. Angel Gabriel shows up and catches her off guard. "Don't be afraid," says the angel. "Don't be alarmed." So bowled over by God's message through the angelic visit, Mary learns she'll give birth to God's son through the Spirit. For what's on earth in Jesus' birth holds for all eternal worth. With his other half pregnant, Joe's calling off the wedding. See, he thinks the love of his life is being someone else's bedding, but he doesn't flip out, he doesn't cause a riot. He decides it's best to do the dumping or the quiet. But then a message in his dream would change the rest of his life. An angel says, "Don't be afraid of taking Mary as your wife. For what's on earth in Jesus' birth holds for all eternal worth." Next, the hymn to it. With a sheep and a shearer, where a shepherd looks up and sees an angel appear. The shepherds, they stun from the shock, but they're still conscious. An angel tells them it's all right, there's no need to get anxious. Don't be afraid, don't be scared. A king's born in the stable with hay at his bed. For what on earth in Jesus' birth holds for all eternal worth. And so in each of the stories, the same phrase laid, a message from God, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Easy to say, not always easy to be. When we're surrounded by pain, hashtag of TV. And it's not easy in a world where brokenness has thrived. But the truth is, love came to town when a certain baby arrived. Don't be afraid is the softly spoken sentence behind the scenes of the Nativity. Don't be afraid, for the birth of God's Son could break the chains of captivity. He came to restore a relationship that in Eden was once framed. But his arrival is good news which speaks, do not be afraid.
The angel said, Luke chapter 1 verse 13, do not be afraid, Zechariah. For your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And the angel said, Luke chapter 1 verse 30, do not be afraid, Mary. For you have found favour with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Matthew chapter 1 verse 20, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And the angel said to the shepherds, Luke 2 verse 10, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. Love came to town when a certain baby arrived. Do not be afraid is the softly spoken sentence behind the scenes of the Nativity. The birth of God's Son can break the chains of captivity. He came to restore a relationship that in Eden was once frayed. But his arrival is good news that speaks, do not be afraid. What's on earth in Jesus' birth holds for all eternal worth. Let's be quiet for a moment, then we'll pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great message. Do not be afraid. We thank you for the way that through the birth of your Son, you have brought great joy. This message of Jesus, the Saviour, the one who is King, the Messiah. And we pray that you would write this message on all of our hearts, as in the brokenness of this world we are so often tempted to fear. We thank you that the truth of Christmas reminds us that we need not fear, for you are working out your purpose in your Son. And we ask for his sake. Amen.